This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Sometimes our circumstances become an incentive for seeking God. When surrounded by enemy forces, David cried out to God to be a refuge, a strong tower, a shield. When he was in the dry desert, his soul thirsted for God. In fact, Psalm 63 says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Then it says in verse 6, "On my bed I remember you. I think of you during the watches of the night." Do you ever experience waking up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning restlessly and not being able to get back to sleep? That can be frustrating. What the psalmist evidently did when this happened to him is start thinking about the Lord. He remembered and then reminded himself that the Lord is his help, the one who sustains him, the one who strengthens him, the one who never leaves him. Even in the darkness, in the middle of the night, he says, "I sing in the shadow of your wings." In other words, he draws close to the Lord. In the protection of the Lord, he starts singing, quietly singing a song of praise to the Lord. "My soul clings to you." Let me encourage you to cling to the Lord, to draw close to him, to remind yourself that he is all you need. When you find in him your strength and sufficiency, you will be able to go out and face the enemy in whatever circumstances you find yourself in. You'll have confidence and a sense of victory and joy. Practice quietly singing or humming a song to God when you wake up at night. I believe you'll find that both comforting and encouraging, and you might go to sleep